Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and of course, we are the Financial Guys. Thank you again for tuning in. We certainly appreciate it. Whether you are listening on iTunes or whatever device, or you're watching on YouTube, we certainly appreciate it. And we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to play a lot of video clips today. Obviously, if you're not watching the YouTube channel, there'll be audio clips for you, but they're good. They're good on both the audio and visual, of course. So if you are listening and you want to check out the videos, go check out our YouTube channel. You can always check out our website as well to find out all of our different links to our social media at thefinancialguys.com. We're going to talk probably Kamala Harris today, and probably what I think is the most anti-black Democrat top and bottom ticket in my lifetime. Certainly not ever, but certainly in my lifetime. You have a guy at the top of the ticket who's been in office for so long that
well,
he was actually...
Well, he doesn't know that. And the Democrats don't know that. They need hope and change right now.
Well, the Democrats, you know, it's amazing. And I think it was, George Orwell's 1984. There is no history in that world, right?
Nope.
Everything starts today.
Yep.
And whatever the government says is the absolute and only truth. But, and you see that with COVID a little bit, right? Whatever people say is in the mainstream is what the only unarguable truth is.
Well, and to your point, there is no history. They're actually removing it, right? I mean, there's no secret to that. They're not even denying it anymore. Like, take away all the statues. Let's not learn from it.
Yeah.
Let's just erase it. And that's exactly what they've done. And to your point with anti-black, it's amazing to me that any black person would vote for a Democrat. I'm not saying you vote for a Republican. Not saying you tell you, but to vote for a Democrat who says you should vote for me just because of the color of your skin.
Wow.
I think that's pretty racist, to be honest with you. I think I'd be disgusted with that. Although I've got pretty dark skin, but I don't have real dark skin. My skin was a little bit darker. I'd be disgusted with the fact of somebody telling me how I should vote because of the color of my skin. I couldn't imagine that. Could not imagine that.
Well, the fact that he says, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, how just disingenuous, how disgusting is that?
Like, that alone.
Like,
and then he disqualifies him from any black person voting for him. Because I wouldn't. I'd be like, you're out. You're done.
But the best part is, so you really know what he really thinks. It wasn't just a slip, because he follows up, Mike, with the Latino community, which is very diverse, unlike the African American community all apparently is not at all diverse and thinks with one lockstep mind that the Democrats tell them to think.
Yeah.
When people repeat things over and over, you know that's what their true thoughts are. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Joe Biden has been in office for so long that he was actually for segregation at one point.
Right.
He's been there for 50 years, right?
That's right. And they're not lying. He was. He's on video.
And I think they're picking Kamala Harris. And we talked about this a bit last week on the radio show. You know, I really thought if it was the smart pick, would have been a Stacey Abrams, because Stacey Abrams is from the South, right? She's from Georgia. She almost beat Brian Kemp in Georgia for the governor's race. She still thinks she actually won. But she's a more likable personality, to be honest with you, than a Kamala Harris. And she doesn't whine like Kamala Harris. She doesn't have that nervous laugh like Kamala Harris. She also doesn't have the really bad history as Attorney General and the things that Kamala Harris has done, right?
Yeah.
Like locking up people in jail, no matter what their race was. But predominantly, she did this to African Americans.
My guess is she didn't want it. My guess is she didn't want it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I think that maybe Joe Biden was thinking, you know,
May have not wanted to be smelled every day.
Well, that could be too. I think she did want it. I mean, I think Stacey absolutely wanted it. I think Joe Biden and his advisors were thinking with I just don't think they were thinking properly. They weren't thinking about the right qualities, right?
Come on, that's not their track record.
No, well, clearly. But let's play some songs.
Joe's track record has been very clear and concise.
Yeah. There's a couple of montages here we'll play of Joe as well. They're just classic that go through some of his racist statements. Actually, why don't we start with that? Because that's probably a good place to start. And then, you know, we'll talk about Kamala Harris a little bit. I mean, again, she locked up thousands of black men for little, really minor crimes, like, you know, weed, marijuana possession, minor drug possession, things like that. And then she laughed about it when they asked her, when she admitted to herself to smoking marijuana. And then, you know, she kept these people in jail longer than their sentence. She was, she had to be forced by a higher court, I believe, to release in documents and data that exonerated some prisoners that, you know, she kept in jail. Terrible.
Meanwhile, the Democrat Party is letting pedophiles out, murderers out. I mean, and whatever they do just does not make any sense, right? If they stuck with one common theme and they all agreed with what they're talking about, you could say, okay, I may disagree with it, but they are just so all over the board nuts.
They're
just
nuts.
Absolutely crazy,
it's
right?
It's a mental disorder. I mean, you got
they're upset because we're locking up pedophiles. They're letting out pedophiles out of jail, murderers out of jail because of a flu. Yet they pick a vice presidential candidate who was locking up people with some pot on them, right? And now folks like you and I who are like, this is absolutely ridiculous. You should not be letting out pedophiles. You should not be letting anybody out of jail. Just put a mask on them. They work so well.
Right.
But look, you don't lock people up for a little bit of pot, right? That's a second chance deal. You let them go, right? You don't lock them up for petty crimes. That is something that we could maybe all sort of agree with and say, I think, like, hey, look, somebody did something wrong like that, especially you're younger. Come on. Let's work this out, and you know, the supposedly the prisons are overwhelmed. Well, I know for a fact we've got people that have been multiple time rapists, right? They get out of jail, rape somebody, 3 years later they're raping somebody again. I mean, that's somebody who should take that jail cell, not the one with a little bit of pot on them.
Right. Well, she did a lot of nasty things, and as Attorney General of California, and also
it's going to bite him. Watch
it.
I'll tell you what's going to really bite him is the black community is starting to get really pissed off about being told who they should vote for.
Well, they don't want to defund the police.
No, I mean, absolutely.
Every time that somebody goes down to a black community, starts asking folks in that community, "Hey, what do you think about defund the police?" Like, what are you crazy? Yeah,
are you out of your mind?
Are you nuts? So the only people that keep us safe in this community,
who wants to defund the police? White suburban women. That's who, all women.
Sadly.
Please don't. There's a little minor group of these are 19 to 20 year olds. Primarily women, but
and their mom professors at the university, right?
Yeah. But it's not the inner city black community. They're like, oh my gosh, we need the help down here. We need to clean stuff up, right? But they're starting to get their conservative roots, which is really great.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
That's what we need, right? You're seeing more and more of the Candace Owens stepping up and saying, this is ridiculous. Who's running for Baltimore? Is it mayor? Where she came up with a great commercial. I sent it to you.
That too. Yeah, she's running for council member or something like that.
She's walking through the city and she's like, Black Lives Matter. Huh, that's funny because all you Democrats, as she's walking through this city that looks like Beirut, and it's
every major Democrat run city. It's
every
a great
major
spot.
City. Michelle we'll Obama that. Last night, she says, if you think it can't get worse, it can. Michelle Mybell, I finally agree with you. Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. I've seen all the cities that you Democrats run. You're right. And she was just walking through Baltimore. That's a Democrat-run city. How's that working out for you? How about the inner city of Buffalo? We're not too far from there. Shootings up 66%. They're not up in the conservative areas. Where are they? They're in the Democrat-run areas. Yep. So, Michelle Mybell, for the first time in my life, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Things can get worse. We can elect your buddy Joey, and he'll turn the whole country into the inner city of Detroit.
Yep.
Let's have it.
We've seen Detroit. We've seen Chicago. 68% increase. Let me just back up for a second because we talked about the Democrats reaching almost peak stupid, and I think this has got to be the sign that we are almost at peak stupid. We are close to the peak, if not there.
We should come up with a chart. I love that.
I swear to God, we should come up with a chart. Like, here's where we're at in the chart as far as peak stupid for Democrats. This has got to be close to the peak, though. They came out in force over the weekend to protest voting in person in New York City. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. They come out arm in arm to protest how dangerous it is to get together to go vote.
They're outside
in person.
Protesting, but they can't walk down the street and pull a lever.
If that's not peak stupid, I don't know what
is. You might have had it. We're going to have
apex.
To put together a chart and really as a team get together. That might be a group therapy session for the office.
It's just unreal. Here's where we're at now. We are
There's
here.
There's no way we can
we
go
are
vote
here.
As we're holding hands.
Honest to God, they're all singing Kumbaya together. We gotta be safe. We can't go vote. Yeah, I mean, just
this COVID flu is awful.
It's just amazing. Just amazing.
By the way, I know you want to play this. We were on that Mark Poloncarz call the other day.
Yeah,
Nice people trying to run it. You restaurant owners, can I just say one thing? You have to find a set of stones. If you don't, you're going to go bye bye. You gym owners, now they're opening up the gyms, but at 33% capacity, and you got to wear a mask. Guess what? I'm not running a treadmill with a mask. I'm just not. right? I'll go outside. I'll give up my gym membership. Mm-hmm. I'm not running on a treadmill with a mask. You're going away. Stop it with the, well, we'll comply and maybe we'll take people's temperatures. Or we were on this call and one of the restaurant owners said, well, maybe we give them a test. Then they go back out on the parking lot and we send them an email or call.
Minutes.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So let me just get this straight. I'm going to go to a bar and then I'm going to have to take a spit test, which are are probably not even accurate. And then I'm going to go wait in a parking lot for a half an hour. And then I'm going to be decided if I'm going to be admitted based on my test results. And those that are those that test positive, what do they get? They get an escort home by police and mailed into their house like the communist government does. I mean, this is
away.
I don't want to totally mock the guy because he's just
trying to get his business open.
He's like, whatever I got to do to get my business open.
And God bless him.
But that I mean, come on, man. I mean, you got to be. This is getting ridiculous.
But my point is, we're fighting the wrong fight. The right fight is to fight Mark Poloncarz and peak stupidity, as Glenn is. But we're going to borrow that forever now. The right fight is to tell Andrew Cuomo, look it, go to hell. We're all opening together, and the face masks are going away. By the way, Germany, no face masks, no social distancing. And guess what? You're not going to believe this, folks. Their numbers are better than ours.
Yeah,
no shit.
Sweden.
Who said that would happen? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
Well, if you look at the charts, though, and here's the thing, and when you sent me a chart earlier and I responded to it, if you look at the footnote of that chart, it's really important because it really nails it. And I think this was the this might have been the German chart you sent me. But it's each day shows deaths reported since the previous day. Okay,
yes.
That's important.
Yes.
Since the previous day.
Right.
So when you look at the chart, when they actually chart the right deaths on the right days, right, what you get is you get a pretty much the everything dropping. You may have a little bit of spike in areas that reopen, and then it flattens right back out again. But what they've done in the FAU, we talked about this, the Florida Atlantic University finance professor did an analysis, as well as a number of Florida news stations also did analysis. And I wish I could remember which ones to give them credit because they really did a wonderful job. And what they found was that they were batching up deaths. So give you an example. Today is Monday. They don't report the deaths from Monday until Friday. They don't report the deaths from Tuesday until Friday, from Wednesday until Friday. So it looks like Monday through Thursday, things are going swimmingly, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, on Friday, a huge spike. Why would that be? Well, it's because they're batching up and then reporting them all at one time. So, you know, there's a lot of anomalies and a lot of errors in the way they reported these numbers, and that's really unfortunate because you don't know, right? You don't know if it's 80,000 deaths, 60,000 deaths, 100,000 deaths. It's definitely not 160,000 deaths that they're reporting because we know there's all kinds of cases where they reported, the motorcycle, the nurse that was a big thing in Florida, the nurse that it was 33 years old, that made national news. Oh, my God, frontline worker dies. Well, it turns out she did die of COVID in a way. COVID caused her to get a misdiagnosis as opposed to the UTI that she really had, which ended up causing a bladder and a kidney infection, which is what ultimately killed her, sadly. So totally preventable, totally curable, totally treatable. Women get UTIs all the time, right? These are not a big deal. Mm-hmm. A little bit of antibiotics, the right diagnosis, and you're living your life no problem. Because of COVID, must be COVID.
Yeah. Treated as COVID.
Sadly, she died.
Did you? One of the other restaurant owners said, and this is before you got on the call. He said, "Well, we just can't overwhelm the healthcare system."
You got to be
and
kidding again, me! Not, there's three not, people in the hospital.
I know.
Three.
Not to beat up on these on the restaurant owners, but I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was never.
He goes, well, I'm sort of a numbers guy. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, clearly
I'm
you're
sorry,
not.
But you're not. There's we've
well,
never.
Which numbers are you looking at? Then?
We've never overwhelmed any healthcare system. Mm-mm. I don't care. And by the way, for you folks who go, that's not true. Florida overwhelmed it.
No,
well, Florida did slightly. You know why? Because they laid off 50% of the staff because nobody was coming in.
Right.
They laid off 50% of the nurses, and at 50% capacity, they were up against the rooms a little bit. Right?
But Florida never ran out of ER
it was
or
never
ICU
COVID,
space.
Glenn. It was never COVID. But we had a pent-up demand for all this other stuff, right? Miraculously, during the middle of the COVID crisis, when things were, a little bit hot and heavy, heart attacks were down 35%.
Right.
Cancer deaths were down 35%.
Well, that's why I say the numbers are not right. That's
no, not even close.
We have no
They're
idea.
Not even close.
Well,
They're
Dr. Birx said it the best. I mean, she came out and said it flat out. I mean, we're going to count everything. If you died of something else, but you had COVID at the time, we're going to count it as a COVID death.
Yeah.
What you have to look at is you have to look at excess deaths over previous years, right?
That's
we talked about this.
Yep.
Look, every death is tragic, no matter what you die of, right? It's sad when you lose a family member. We understand
no doubt.
That. But unfortunately, I think, again, they're using this now as a political weapon to try to keep, you know, as much disruption as possible so that people are not paying attention to the fact that Joe Biden is completely mentally diminished.
Yeah, excess deaths, and to take in mind that the country is getting more and more people every year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we sell more Chevys today than we did in 1970. Why? Is Chevy so much better today? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, there's 330-something million people in the country, and there wasn't 330 million people in the country in 1970, right? Mm-hmm. A lot more people. There's going to be more deaths every day.
Right.
Of course, the mainstream media, as dirtbaggish as they is, they're not going to...
Well, they're not even media anymore. I mean, let's just call them what they are.
Sick thing. Did you see that
five-year-old
boy?
They are the propagandists.
Five-year-old boy gets shot in the head by a black man. They can't even talk about the story.
Not even mention it.
Not even a mention.
Mike,
if that was the opposite, there would be... The media would rev this thing up where there'd be more homes burning and businesses getting shut down and everything else.
It's
disgusting.
Really, it really is. And they don't even talk about it. They don't cover it. And again, we talked about this. It's not just what they tell you. It's what they don't tell you.
That's
right. And this is why, you know, places like Twitter and online forums are so important to share this information, because the mainstream media is just blocking it out. There was a guy over the weekend, sadly, he got in a car accident in Portland. They dragged him out of the car and they kicked his head and they killed him. They killed him, right? If you're not armed at this point, folks, to protect yourself and your family, I'm not saying, you know, it should be used as a shield always, right? Not as an offensive spear, but
got to know what you're doing.
Take
some classes.
When you drive into a protest and you got an angry mob that starts dragging you out of a car and beating you unconscious and then kicking your head in until you die.
Yep. It's time to make sure you're protecting your family.
It's tragic. And I got to tell you, we got to play this rant. Let me play Joe first. So Joe Biden, in his own words, you know, being a complete racist. But then I want to play this guy who ran in California, because he basically sums up, I think, exactly what we're all thinking, and that we're going to get to a breaking point, folks, and you're going to see like the bikers in Sturgis or some ginormous group of a million patriots descend on a place like Portland and clean house on their own if the police are unable or unwilling to do it. And, you know, there was a tweet that came out from the acting DHS secretary yesterday and said, you know, commenting on the guy who was killed in Portland that said, is the prosecutor going to prosecute this? Well, come on. Dude. You know he's not. So why tweet it? How disgusting is that?
That's right.
Don't just tweet it out,
you dirtbag.
Right? I mean, don't just tweet it. Well, are they going to do something? No, he's not going to do anything.
How could you not? If you're in the media and that's how could you not? How could you not be saying this is absolutely disgusting? Another human being killed another human being. Absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They couldn't be bothered.
He just sends out a tweet. Well, are they going to prosecute? No, he's not going to prosecute.
No.
Are you? I mean, send the federal troops back in to start arresting these people and bringing them up on federal charges.
Yep.
Lock these people up for 10 years and teach the other children a lesson. Seriously.
Yep. That's right.
That's what it's going to take.
That's right. 10 years. It should be throw away the key. You killed another human being. Bye-bye.
Well, for the murder, of course. But I'm just talking about these protesters that are assaulting police officers.
You throw
a bottle at a police officer and you're a police officer.
Attempted murder.
Or you light fire to the courthouse, or you throw a bomb at the courthouse or whatever.
Attempted murder.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
That's
you go to jail for a long, long time. Let's play this. This was from Trump's campaign team. This is really a devastating ad. There's a lot of these devastating ads. Talk about a target-rich environment for advertisers. This is what an exciting time to be alive for political meme makers and advertisers,
right?
Because holy cow, you got Joe Biden to work with? Are you kidding me?
That's right.
What a gift from God that is.
We prepped this morning for between 8:30 and 8:35.
Not even a bunch
of stuff together. Like, okay, done.
Exactly. Unreal. All right, let's play this clip because this is good. This is an ad from the Trump campaign. It's already got a million views. It came out 2 days ago.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. You have a problem figuring out whether you're Premier Trump and you ain't black. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
My Democratic colleagues don't like me saying this. I think the two-party system is good for the South and good for the Negro, good for the black. And other than the fact that they still call me boy, I think they've changed their mind.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
The first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean, nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a story for a bit.
hurtful to hear you talk about the reputation of two United States senators who built their reputation and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Are you going to apologize?
Apologize for what? For what?
That's just awesome. And it's better if you're watching it, right? If you're just listening to that.
Put you all back in chains.
Go watch it.
Are you kidding me?
Well done.
If I'm a black person.
Right, seriously?
There is not a chance in hell I'm ever voting for this guy. Not saying you vote for Trump. You might say, and I'll send you the video. There was some black conservatives in New York City that were, one guy said, look, I didn't vote at all last time around. They can't stand the Clinton machine, right. And I wasn't for Trump. Okay, I get that. I understand that. I understand that, but... Man, when you're going to vote for this guy, boy, let's think this through a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, and we'll get to some clips on the from the Democrat Party convention. You know, they're out there just talking about the abolition of capitalism around. But
that's right.
Let me play another Biden clip because these are
usually,
just
by the way, you could see every single 4 years they get a little bit closer. But I'll say this: the conservatives, you let them do that, right?
Oh, of course.
We let them do that. We let them run over us. You negotiate. What are you negotiating about? The Democrats never negotiate.
No,
so every
never.
So now it's
they
funny
give
because
an inch.
Even if you listen to Barack Obama the first time around, and we've talked about this a bunch of times. Go back and listen to his videos. He on purpose lies, right? He says he runs as more of a moderate, right? Remember, it was unpatriotic for Bush to have all that debt and stuff like that. But now you're talking about 12 years later. They're just like, capitalism sucks. Let's just get rid of it.
Yep, just it, right out in the open.
Socialism's worked so well everywhere else. Now, it really hasn't ever. But now they're just not even, they're going right for it, right? Could you imagine 8 years from now? I mean, if somebody doesn't step up, I really mean this. Trump, you know, you've got a big set of stones. Start to cut the size of government. That's what needs to happen. Take a machete and cut it right down the middle. Every department, every single department, including, by the way, the military. You don't cut any salaries. You give the military folks more money, and you say you're going to run this like a business because they will. There's all kinds of waste in the military. They get invoices that they pay for that they don't even know where they're going. We're shooting off bullets because we don't trust them to order more bullets. All kinds of places we can cut. It needs to be cut across the board, and it needs to start now. And it needs to happen even, you know, and hopefully, by the way, if there's any positive to this, is you're going to see states like New York be forced to cut.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew
well, they're
Cuomo's
already cutting.
Forced to cut.
They've
He's
already had to cut their budget by $4 billion, which is absolutely good news, right?
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, they'll cut from, again, you know, we know where they're going to cut. Police, firefighters, school teachers, parks and
recreation.
You'll
have this mass exodus out of New York, which is what we're seeing, right? Did you see that, by the way, on Facebook? It was somebody, Andrew Cuomo, in the middle of the thruway saying, instead of lowering taxes, he's just begging people. It's him pleading for people to stay in New York as they're all leaving.
Well, the funny thing is that, or really sad, I guess I should say, is that de Blasio doesn't have any understanding how capitalism actually works.
Clueless.
Right?
Clueless.
So he's out there going, we don't need the rich. What do we need the rich for?
We're not going to pander
to them. Get out of here. We're not going to pander to you. We're going to pander to the poor that don't work or pay taxes. And
1% of the state.
Money.
1% of New York pays 50% of the taxes. The top
1%. Well, guess what's going to happen? They're all leaving. So the thing is, folks, France tried this. So California, by the way, if you missed it, California is actually going forward with imposing a wealth tax.
Yes.
At least it looks like that's going to be the case. They imposed a 75% tax on French millionaires, and they lost like 50% of them in the first 3 months.
90%
or 90%.
In the first year, 90% of them said, "I'm leaving."
Yeah. So, and they lost some big guys. I mean, some big, big folks.
Sure.
That Russian, that one billionaire went to Russia, I believe, or Brussels.
Who's going to do that? And here's the thing. And they're the most mobile people on the planet,
right?
These aren't people that go, I can't afford a Southwest ticket. These are people that are like, I already
have a
house.
Where do we land
a plane
today, Jeeves?
Yeah. Exactly. I already have seven homes that I enjoy, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a private jet. I mean, okay, bye.
Right.
All they need to do is change their mailing address gone, right?
If that. They just have people forward their mail. They have people.
That's right. That's right.
So anyway, you mentioned earlier, Mike, I'm going to play this other clip. This is a past year. I don't know where he is. Again, this is all on our YouTube or our YouTube. This is all on our Twitter feed. So at FinGuys to follow us on Twitter. And by the way, folks, if you like what you're hearing, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button below. Also, subscribe. If you hit the bell, you'll get notified when anytime a new video comes out. These videos come out every Wednesday on YouTube, and every Tuesday we release the audio version of the podcast. On the audio version, if you could do us a huge favor and give us a positive review on the Apple Store if you like what you are hearing. The Apple Store, was it the Apple the Apple Podcast thing. So just give us a positive review. We appreciate that. And share this with your friends. Because, again, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all the mainstream media, it's again, not always what they don't tell you or what they do tell you, what they lie to you about. It's what they don't tell you that you're not seeing, right? How many times is CNN going to talk about the peaceful protesters in Portland? If you just watch CNN and NBC and ABC News, you might actually believe that these protesters are only peaceful. But if you watch anything else, if you watch Fox News, if you share podcasts, if you listen to some of the other great conservative speakers out there like Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Shapiro, right? You'll know this stuff, but a lot of folks don't. So share this with your friends. Share this with your enemies, too. I mean, send this to people that, maybe not your enemies, but you know what I'm talking about, the Democrats in your life that maybe are on that fence that are possibly swayable. Yeah. If they're not swayable, folks, I don't even know what to say. I mean, people are so, I mean, somebody on Twitter, you know, responded to something I tweeted out about the fact that New York City cut $1 billion from their police force and how many lives that would cost. He goes, wow, are thugs being killed more important than grandmas? Like, that's how dumb people are now. I mean, honest to God, like, where did you even get that, man? Like, you know, did you miss all the children being killed? Like,
that's right.
Did you miss the 5-year-old shot in the head? Did you miss the young girl in Atlanta that was killed because she drove into the wrong area and said all lives matter? Have you missed the woman in Chicago holding her baby shot and killed in the back?
These are
innocent people, man, not just thugs. I mean, thugs are getting killed too, but you know, a lot of innocent people are dying, and that's really sad.
Not even measuring, children. By the way, the fact that some kid gets his house robbed in, door knocked in, right? Yeah. Or that guy or thug is still out on the street.
Or is being released.
Anguish? Yeah, or being released, right? What is the mental anguish that little kid's got to go through for the next 20 years thinking, oh, my gosh, this guy's coming back for me, right?
That's right. It's sickening. Yeah, it's sickening. But the good news is, folks, there is positive news, is that the black community and most of the folks in America, I think, are going to vote for Trump overwhelmingly because they see what's going on in Seattle. They see what's going on in Portland. You all right? What was
that? We had a microphone just
microphone
fall off
down.
Not even near it.
Uh-oh. We see what's going on in Chicago.
It's haunted.
We see the 66% increase in shootings in Buffalo. We see the 100% increase in New York City. And you know, that we see the black businesses that are the ones that are being burnt down in a lot of these cases, right? It just breaks my heart when I see some of these videos of these folks, especially in Minneapolis. There was a lot. Of course, the mainstream media, again, took those all off.
Yep.
But, you know, I lost my business a second time, or my business had been looted for the second time.
Where are they all going,
terrible.
By the way? They're all leaving for Florida, Texas, all the places where wealth is welcome and where they're being supported, right?
Well, there's law and order.
Is key, and there's law and order. That's
they tried
exactly
to rally
right.
or to riot in Miami. And they tried to attack some police officers. You're not hearing about riots and things like that in Houston, Miami, places like that. Because in Miami, and hats off to them, the Miami PD came out in force and kicked some ass. And it was nice to actually see. Yep. You know, somebody smashed their car with a skateboard, and they, like, six officers hop out of this car, and they floor the punk. They put him face down, handcuff him, throw him in the back while there's other protesters.
Same thing is
you know, that's what
way,
you got to do. Put him in
the
jail.
The suburbs
arrest
of New York, right? I mean, they started a little bit in Amherst, New York, and to credit the Amherst PD, they did block it off, and they said, you're going to stay right here. You're not going up the streets. You're not going this way. You're not going that way. Probably should have been a little more aggressive with them. But you are seeing some of the suburbs stand up, and then, you know, and that's what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. By the way, if we want to defund the police in the inner cities, the suburbs will make sure that they pick some of this stuff up, and the suburbs will be safer than ever. We've been talking about this forever. The positive is that people are gunning up now. I've signed a record amount of off on a record amount of folks to get their pistol permit over the last few months, right? That's continuing. We're doing a pistol permit class in a gun safety class in our office, right? Mm-hmm. We're offering that out to our clients, our friends, our family. I'm sure that's going to fill up. I'm sure there's going to be a record amount of people signing up for that, right? Where are they? They're gunning up in the suburbs. By the way, the black community is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And they're not gunning up to be thugs. They're gunning up to protect their families, their children, right?
Well, we can play that video again. They did a great video in, I think it was Houston.
Yeah.
And
young
black lady's like, listen, I'm scared to death. I see these Black Lives Matter protests. And these are, look, folks, Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist organization, just like Antifa, and President Trump would be well served to call them exactly what they are. And again, for Nike, for NFL, and for companies to support monetarily
disgusting.
Black Lives Matter, they now have $1.2 billion, Mike. $1.2 billion that they can now yield, and they are openly for dismantling the United States as we know it, including capitalism. Let me play this this past year, because it's leaking out. When you get past years that are bashing Kamala Harris for exactly what she is,
yep,
that's going to go a long way, folks. And great. And I really believe that she was, again, probably about the worst possible pick. I thought, no way she'll pick Kamala. First of all, you already got California. Right, you don't need Kamala. Second of all, you already have a sitting senator. Why would you take her out of a Senate seat? Right, mm-hmm. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, nobody likes her. And I guess the fourth thing is, she's not African American, folks. Yeah. She's Jamaican and Indian. There's no part of her family that comes from Africa at all. You can call her black. You can call her color, minority, whatever.
Yeah.
But she's not African American, so yeah, anything but, right? So
the fifth thing is, her voice is so freaking annoying.
Oh man, that
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what color your skin is or how tall or short you are. No. You would have to find that extremely annoying.
Well, she.
I don't even know if I could watch her debate, and I love watching the debate because I think Pence's going to rip her apart.
Oh yeah,
but I'm not sure I can take her voice.
Well, I hear the story is, by the way, that Jill Biden is going to debate Donald Trump. It won't be Joe. It's going to be Jill. She's the one on the campaign trail. Let me.
They're going to prop him
something?
Up. They're going to have.
She'd be better.
Call it an ear piece, but it'll be somebody feeding him the answers for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. He can't even read off a teleprompter, so I'm not even sure that's even going to work. So he'll just mix up all the words. It'll be hilarious. That would actually be even funnier.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me play this piece.
I do vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Yes. Joe Biden said.
Remember, said
what
that,
was
actually.
It? Hillary Clinton, where she goes, applause here. You know, where she actually read the applause line in the parentheses on the teleprompter. Applause here. Anyway,
that's funny.
All right, this is this was tweeted out by Michelle Tate, Melissa Tate. I'm sorry, the right Melissa is what she goes by on Twitter.
Can I get a witness? Don't you let them? Because you see, these people have an agenda, and their agenda, one of the things, is to get rid of the church. To get rid of the church, to have abortion on demand, mm-hmm. to the promotion of all things LGBTQ. You know, Kamala Harris, she's running for the vice presidency. I call her Miss Lockup a Brother, for when she was the AG in California, a Negro knew, a black man knew that he was dead in the water. He was dead in the water. Matter of fact, you don't need a trial. You might as well go into jail if you appear before her, because she took pride in locking up black folk. And now all of a sudden she's trying to be sister girl. I'm telling it. Check out her record. She locked us up left and right. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, you did, Kamala. Kamala, however I should pronounce it, you did. And now we're supposed to forget all that stuff. And she boasted in California that she was one of the first. I got the tape cued, but my time's up today. One of the first, I showed you Thursday night, to perform a same-sex marriage. Y'all want to see it? You want to see it? Let it rip.
Let the rings exchanged and the vows declared symbolize your commitment, sincerity, and affection.
Yeah.
All right, I will play the rest of that. We'll put that up on our Twitter feed. But so yeah, it's the it's out there, right? So they know
they know
that she is not somebody who has been a friend of the black community in any
very
way, shape,
aggressive
or form.
On pro-choice too, which always mm-hmm. blows my mind that the inner city black community, who's very very church oriented and very pro-life oriented, would even consider voting for her. Right?
I know. I
even Barack Obama, you go to church and you say you're pro-life, and then you're voting for somebody who's very aggressively pro-choice. Yep. It doesn't make much sense to
He's
me.
Just great, though. That What
he
a difference
great.
Between
Miss Lockup
your chicken's going to come home in the roost. Yes, you did, Kamala. I mean, what a difference between a pastor, whatever his name was, in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
You God the America,
God damn America.
Yeah, just terrible, right? I mean, just... Just
Miss
horrible.
Lockup a brother.
Lock
right?
a brother. Yes, you did, Kamala. Yes, you
yes,
did.
You did.
We know it. Yeah, he's great. I wish I knew where he was from. I'd go to his church myself.
I wonder if we could call great. And see if we could track him down for an interview.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find him. But anyway, so let's play one more clip here, and then we'll shift gears, because this, I think, is super important. This is an awesome ad by Kimberly Klasick. She is a U.S. House candidate, representative candidate for Congress running in the Baltimore district. So yep. she
probably,
put out this
probably
ad.
The best commercial I've ever seen.
This is really she
top,
just
top
nails
five
it.
For sure.
If again, this is only going to be the audio for those that are listening to YouTube or to the podcast. Go to our YouTube channel
yep.
and watch the video, or just look
Facebook
this up,
too.
Or just go to our Twitter feed again at Finn Guys. You can watch it there. But yep. this is a great, great, great ad. They'll play this now.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walk the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. If they don't want to see it, they don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had three sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city? Your community. Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever. That we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever, despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick, and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
That is awesome.
Yeah, she's great. I hope she wins. That's
show,
a great
show me a Democrat-controlled city that's actually safe for the black community.
Right.
Try.
I'll just
wait.
Try. Just where, goes, yeah, where it's gotten goes, better for the black community.
She goes,
none.
Try. I'll wait.
I'll wait, right? with the saddest part of that commercial is the one guy that she interviews. He goes, I had three sons killed in Baltimore
killed.
City. Three
yep.
sons.
Yep.
Oh, man. I mean, I just, again, you know, you look at Chicago, up 200%.
Yeah.
New York City, up over 100%. Buffalo, New York, folks.
Up 66.
Shootings up 66%.
Not
do you
one
think
community
that
that's not up, Democrat-controlled, by the way.
Do you
not
think
one.
That the soft-on-crime Democrat approach is working? Again,
well, now,
facts and science, facts and science. You love well, your facts and science. Well, look at your facts, folks.
When
crazy.
When
try
when
something
you talk
different.
About peak stupidity, Glenn, though. So they defund the police department. Now Andrew Cuomo is blaming the police
yep.
for the crime wave.
It's crazy.
Honest to God. This
right.
week he came
you
out
can't
the
make
New York
this
governor
stuff
says
up.
Cops must address lack of trust in communities. So the lack of trust.
Lack of trust.
Against police
They're
officers.
Getting assaulted in the open. Lack
know.
Of trust. A police officer was assaulted by a homeless man who was released the same day to go right back to the same corner.
Peak stupidity.
Unreal.
Peak stupidity. Every time you think it can't go higher, that peak, Glenn.
It just does.
Andrew Cuomo, the great book writer
does.
Himself now. The great book writer himself
yes.
is gonna show you a behind-the-scenes
the
account of what you do behind a crisis. And I don't know if it's like, I was joking, I said, what's the name of the book going to be? How I Killed Your Mama? Or
yeah, How I Killed
reducing,
Grandma?
Reducing health care costs through nursing home deaths?
Florida, Texas, Arizona combined don't have the death rate of
no.
New York.
No.
Okay.
But going on to peak stupidity, Glenn,
yep.
he is the savior.
Yep.
He knows exactly what's going on.
It's
He's
unreal.
Doing a great job.
It's unreal. You could be the worst. It's like Kaepernick, right? For a quarterback. Like, why would an NFL team pick him up? He's a shitty quarterback. He does. He's his record was horrible, right?
Yeah.
But they put him up there like he's some saint, right?
No,
Como,
right.
Horrible record. Put him up there like he's George Floyd. The Democrats have a history of taking the worst part of their group, right? The worst people among them.
That's right.
And they put them on the pedestal as somehow they're these great saviors, right?
That's right.
And I'm not saying that Colin Kaepernick is a bad person. He just was a bad quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Now, George Floyd, he was a bad person.
If he's
Let's
Tom
be
Brady,
honest, right? We put him
Tom
up on a
Brady,
pedestal.
He's still getting picked up, right? He's
right.
still getting picked up. Right,
right.
Why? Because he's won multiple Super Bowls, still competing at a high level. You know, when Kaepernick came into Buffalo, he looked like an average quarterback, and there's a lot of average quarterbacks out there. So that's why they didn't pick him up. But when you're talking about peak stupidity, Glenn, they defund the police, shootings are way up, and you think, well, come on. Anybody with a brain in their head's got to go, let's get that money back, let's get the funding back, let's get back to the room. Nope, Andrew Cuomo doubles down. Let's blame the police. The crime wave is up, and it's the police's fault.
It's
crazy. People are robbing other people and shooting other people because of the police.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on,
Democrats. The police decided
a little bit of your brain. God gave you a brain.
No.
I know it's functioning a little bit different, but at some point you got to use a little bit of it, just part of it, just part of it. You got to say, okay, we're defunding the police, and the result of that is higher deaths, higher shootings, higher robberies, more crime. Okay, that didn't work. That didn't work. Let's try something else. No, can't do it. They'll defund it again. They'll defund it again. They'll say, well, crimes are up. We need to take more money out of it. And for those of you who don't think it can get worse, as Michelle Mybell has said, you are absolutely wrong. Glenn and I have been doing radio for 20-something years in Buffalo, New York, and we've watched the graduation rates in the city of Buffalo get worse and worse and worse and worse. And you think there's no way it could get any worse. No way they could continue to vote for this stuff. Now we've got charter schools. We should have school choice. Nope, they get worse.
Look at the city of Buffalo for a second. Democrat run for 50 years, right? Mm-hmm. It's got a third of its residents, a third, are under the poverty line.
That's right.
A third, okay?
Right.
It's the fourth highest child poverty rate in the country, right? Only to be outdone by Democrat-run Rochester, New York, who I think ranks third.
Mm-hmm.
The statistics, again, facts and science.
Yep.
The statistics and the facts are just terrible.
Well,
and you can't. What's the excuse, right? After 50 years, can you? What are you going to blame? Well, it's Trump's fault. It's the police's fault.
Else's fault, but the Democrat Party has been controlled. A commercial in Baltimore, by the way, she's a Democrat run for 53 years.
53
right?
years.
How long has Joe Biden been in office, by the way? 47
years.
I think.
Yeah,
I
no,
think
about 50.
Been, it's right around there. Right
around there.
And it's amazing because, again, going back to the amnesia in that party, wow, you would think that this guy's brand new, hot off the shelf, like with all kinds of new ideas.
Yep.
Been there for 50 years, folks. Been there for 50
years. Well, I don't think people are buying it this time.
Goddamn result time and time and time again.
Yep.
Please, just step up and try something different. When your graduation rates in your community are 25 to 30%, please try something different. When your neighborhood looks like Beirut and your windows are blown out and your neighbor's house are all spray painted, please try something different. Just something, just for once. Just give it a few years.
I think they're going to.
I hope so.
I think you're going to see a large segment of that population vote for President Trump.
Probably, I will say this.
It'll probably be the biggest minority vote for a Republican in the last 50 years.
Well, hopefully the black community can step up and make change, because I will say the conservative suburban people are not. They are letting people like Andrew Cuomo run over them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I'll take your temperature and I'll do all this stuff so you can come into my restaurant. Oh, wait, they're smashing car windows out down the street.
Right.
Don't worry about them. That's okay. But I'll do everything I can in my power. At some point, step up, folks. Take the masks off. It's a 99% cure ratio or whatever, however you want to term it. 99.7% of people are walking away. The COVID are walking away. Yet we're still active. We're not opening gyms. We're crushing them. We're not restaurants, by the way. There was a study the other day. 90% of restaurants in New York State are not going to be profitable in the next 6 months. Folks,
I think 50% will go out of business.
50% will go out of business, but it could get a lot worse, right? Mm-hmm. If 90% are not profitable, how many of those people can survive the burn rate? And how long do we do this for? Now we're talking about there's a mosquito, the West Nile the virus is back. Yep. When does it turn into COVID-20, right? I mean, all this could have been different, very different, if the numbers weren't 96% off, mm-hmm. right? If we weren't 96, if we were 100% on, if we lost 2 million people in the country,
right.
and the deaths were what they told us, and the kids were going to die,
right.
and the kids' kids were going to die, I get it. But that's not happening. If you and I were consistently 96% off, which is what these folks were off, We'd be in jail. We put together portfolios for people over a 20-year period. We're 96% off. We'd be in jail. Right?
Sounds like a warehouse analyst. Oh, hey. All right. Let's let me play this other clip. This is about a 16-second clip. This just gives you an idea of where the Democrat. First of all, the Democrat National Convention. What did it start? Sunday or yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. So Monday it starts. Right. Right out of the gate, they face plant. Right.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama looks like she was totally scripted. She looked genuinely concerned, as if the FBI had already surrounded her house.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's hope.
Knock, knock.
When does that happen,
right?
By the way? When does that happen? Now we're finding out Obama and Biden deleted 14,000 emails. I mean, what point does the Trump administration say enough is enough? And don't wait till after the election, by the way, Trump. Donald, go after them now.
Yeah, right now. It's got to happen
Put them
now.
In jail now.
Let's put this just gives you an idea. This is one of their speakers. This is Ashley Nicole McCray. She's advocating for the destruction of capitalism. So here's her comments from yesterday's just really dumpster fire of a disaster.
Again, peak stupidity. We understand. The chair climbs.
Yeah.
And that this future that we all want, that we're all trying to build, really is about the destruction of colonization, white supremacy, and capitalism. Mm. We must really move away from these systems and these.
So first of all, let me please open up a history book. Please open up a history book.
I know they're not in schools anymore. I know they're not in libraries anymore. You're going to have to do some digging. But go into your grandmother's basement or attic and find some history books.
Let me explain to you what colonization is and who did it, okay? Early on, 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, the European countries, mainly Britain, right? Went around the world, colonized places like India, took it for their own. Remember that? Remember a guy named Gandhi, peaceful protest, took the country back? Remember that? They colonized places like Hong Kong. Remember that one? Chinese just got that back as well, right? It was the British that went around the world, and guess what? The United States. We were a colony of Britain, right? We were also colonized. So Britain, the Dutch colonized a lot of Africa, a lot of the southern hemisphere, right? So a lot of these countries, but mainly Britain, was the largest country in the world, the British Empire, the most powerful empire in the world for hundreds of years, was colonizing the world, okay? The U.S. broke away as a colony, became a free country. We fought a revolution for that, right? Mm-hmm. We did not want to be a colony of the monarch of Britain, right? So we fought against that. We became a free country. The United States has never gone around the world and colonized anybody. We have not taken territory. We've gone in and fought wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. We didn't take their country. We didn't pillage their resources, right? We didn't colonize them and make them a colony of America, right? Most of the countries like Puerto Rico or the territories, right, are advocating to become a U.S. state. They want to be part of the United States, right? We keep them as a territory. But, you know, we haven't, I mean, in the 200 years, 250 years of our existence, I can think of very few, if any, examples where we went out and actually seized or colonized or took another country.
We
so
became,
stop with this colonization bullshit, because it never happened. The United States never did that, okay?
Well, not only did it not happen, but we became a free country and actually dissolved slavery.
Right.
We were the ones that dissolved slavery.
Right.
We're the ones, if anything...
Yes.
You know, folks should be looking at that flag and saying, oh, my gosh, thank God for that.
The United
thank
States
God
lost.
For people that lost their lives so we could all be free no matter what color we are.
That's right.
So we could have a Barack Hussein Obama as president.
That's right.
Right? Nobody else did that.
No.
And guess why we were able to do that? It's called free market capitalism, and we were able to build up more wealth than anybody else. And wealth made us safe.
Yep.
It made us be – by the way, it makes us cleaner. We're cleaner than other places. Why? Because we could afford to get rid of our garbage.
That's
not in the streets. It's
we're not
falling
dumping in the river.
Sewer systems, right?
Right?
We became a free country, and we dissolved slavery.
Yep.
What? Now, slavery still goes on all over the world. You talk about it all the time. But it goes on all over the world. If we should be bitching about anything, it shouldn't be the United States of America.
Yes.
It should be a lot of other places, but yep. not the great flag and not United States of America. Yep. Shame on these folks.
We lost hundreds of thousands of American lives to
yeah, black and white.
Black and white. Slavery in the Western Hemisphere. Slavery yep. in the Western Hemisphere does not exist. It exists in the Eastern Hemisphere.
That's right.
And there's no question about it. And again, yeah. go
and
on.
By the way, it's
on,
black selling
online.
Blacks.
Terrible.
You know, white selling blacks, black selling blacks. It's still going on
yep.
today.
Yep. And it's just as bad today as it was 300 years ago, right? But
yep.
but it's not happening in this country, and it's not happening in this hemisphere, right? So, but this whole colonization garbage, I'm just so sick of it. We got to stop the colonization. We've never colonized anybody, folks.
Right,
that
right.
was Britain. Go talk to them, okay? Yeah. They're not doing it anymore, by the way. Yeah. That was a long time ago. So
right.
end this colonization. What are you even talking about, right?
Go over there.
What are you talking about, right?
Ask them for money.
End capitalism, right? The yeah. mechanism that has lifted the most people out of the type of grinding poverty that endangers people's lives, literally, right?
Yes.
Capitalism and the American spirit, honest to God, has lifted yeah. up the world. But capitalism and the free market is what's allowed literally billions of people to be lifted out of just absolute terrible poverty into at least a middle class that's a decent living and a decent lifestyle.
Nothing has destroyed freedom faster than big government. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
No
nothing.
Question.
You want freedom, then you stay away from big government. You want freedom, you the last thing you want is Big Brother helping you. The last thing.
Let's wrap this up with this clip from California. This guy absolutely just nails it on what's in everybody's mind, right? You know, obviously, I think, you know, a well-armed public is a polite public, but, you know, ideally, you know, we would be better if we all lived in a utopian society where we didn't have to protect ourselves. We didn't have to worry about being dragged out of our car and beaten to death in the street because we took a wrong turn and ended up in a Black Lives Matter rally or an Antifa protest, right? But we do live in that society, sadly, and we're watching as innocent people are being, you know, beaten up, killed, assaulted on an almost daily basis in places like Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Baltimore, Atlanta, New York City. And I got to tell you, there's a giant silent majority out there I think is going to vote Trump overwhelmingly in this election. But if these people that say, well, if they vote Trump, they're going to burn down the cities. I think if Trump doesn't step up, I'm almost fearful that the American people will, and I just don't think that's a great thing for anybody, to be honest with you.
I agree.
But I think it's coming if we don't do something
soon. The federal government's got the resources to send these people packing very fast, meaning the resources
yeah.
of really, really incredible people that protect us on a daily basis, and Trump has said so. Like, I will go in and just tell me that we did it in Minnesota. It works really fast, right?
Well, they need to do that in Portland.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You look at the city of Buffalo. I know it's a smaller city, but there's probably 14 punks down there causing trouble, right?
Yeah, but you're talking 16, punks. But with 66% increase in shooting is a lot more than 16 punks or 15
yeah.
punks.
No. Well, that you're not going to send federal resources in on a daily basis. You've got to send the police officers, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, New York City.
Well, I think you support
them, Buffalo
though.
Has defunded the police officers,
look,
right?
We have these people on camera. Guys, I mean, we have them on video, right? Everyone's got their cell phones
yeah,
out.
Go get them.
People are on video, and I love the left. Right? Well, they're taking people off the street. They don't even denounce themselves. They got police written in block letters across their chest and their back. I don't think they need to announce themselves, but they didn't even say anything. They just grabbed them. Well, yeah. I don't know. It's the same uniform of the guy throwing the Molotov cocktail. The same uniform as the guy throwing the pipe bomb. The same uniform as the guy throwing the frozen water bottle, assaulting a police officer, shining a green laser in somebody's eyes. I think they pretty much have a good handle on who these people are. They're on video every single night in the same stupid sweaters their grandmothers gave them, right?
Yeah. They're living with their grandmothers. Most of their in Portland where somebody threw them off. It was Minnesota where the grandmother actually blew the kid
in. I think it was Portland, actually.
Was it?
Okay. I think it was
Portland.
We're
looking
for
this guy and grandma who was a conservative, went through all kinds of different things, like disgusted with her grandson. That's my grandson.
This guy just nails it, though. He's at a hearing, and he's, you know, obviously just giving him a peace of mind. But he, I mean, I couldn't sum it up any better than this guy right here. This guy is, you know, I think the hero of the week, and I'm probably going to actually pin this tweet. It's that good.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. This is absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? And I'm telling you right now that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you that good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has a ball to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage that you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better than he did. He just absolutely nails it. He's right. I mean, these kids are so paranoid. They don't want to go to to play at the park. They don't want to go to the school because they're so worried about, oh my God, what if I get it? If you get it, you're probably not even gonna know.
No, you won't even know. I've been telling my children every step of the way, you are not, take that mask off. And so my daughter the other day, she's like putting the mask on, thinking she's funny. We're at the drag race.
They're paranoid. They're so paranoid, these kids.
Yeah, no, they're not. She was just being a smart aleck because she knows. She knows that I'm like, you will not wear a mask. You're not glad. I don't want your immune system compromised. This is ridiculous. And for those folks who say you're gonna kill grandma, the regular flu kills grandma.
If you're worried
about your grandmother, tell her to stay at home because I don't want to live like this. Again, if the numbers were real, when the numbers came in and we were told we were going to lose at least 2 million people in this country, I'm all for doing what I need to do. But when the numbers are bullshit at 160,000 and they're bullshit by 50%, 60%. And by the way, Mike and Glenn are not doctors. You know what? We've had COVID doctor after COVID doctor, frontline COVID nurse after frontline COVID nurse, talking to them on the phones, interviewing them on radio, interviewing them on podcasts. They're all saying the same things, folks. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It needs to stop. It's killing the community. It's killing these kids. 1 out of 4 kids.
Well, it's killing the businesses. I mean,
One out of every four children are having thoughts of suicide. That is beyond disgusting to me. And you Democrats and you conservatives who continue to wear your mask and I'm going to hide, you're at fault. Those lives are on you. Those are, you want to pin the, oh, you're going to kill grandma? By the way, my grandmother is beyond anxiety ridden in her nursing home. She cries. We're only allowed to send 2 people in a week. So I can't see her because she's got daughters. So, my mom, her sisters, my mom's brother, right? So they're allowed to go in. She goes every single week and says, please take the mask off. I don't care about the flu. And this is a lady who's 90-something years old. She goes, you know what I've been through? Do you know what I've seen? And she goes, why are you doing this? My mom can't hug her. My mom can't give her a hug. That's disgusting. My mom's all I want to do is go up and give her a hug. And my dad, of course, you know him, he's like, just go give her a hug. What are they going to do, kick you out, right? They're going to kick her out and not let her back in to see her mom.
Right.
I mean, this is absolutely
disgusting.
And you conservatives, you are to blame. Yes. Get a set of balls.
Yep.
Stop.
No doubt.
By the way, we filed a lawsuit. We will have more of an update. We'll have a press conference over that. We did file a lawsuit. I know everybody doesn't have the resources to do that. I can tell you we did. And I can tell you to call attorneys, get involved, start getting your name out there and start saying, you know what, when I walk into Walmart, I'm not wearing a mask. I shouldn't be the only one in Walmart without a mask and a set of balls.
Mm-hmm.
Get a set of balls and start to fight back. As that gentleman just said so eloquently, we have to post that. We have to share that.
Yep.
So many people need to see that.
I'm going to make that our pinned tweet because I think it's that important. So, again, if you don't follow us on Twitter, what's the matter with you? You should. At FinGuys is the way to do it, at FinGuys. And, again, if you can always go to our, for all of our social media stuff, our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Mike, the study you cited was actually a CDC study. So 25.5% of Americans age 18 to 24 seriously considered suicide in the past 30 days.
That's alarming.
16% of ages 25 to 44. And you just heard that gentleman, four of his friends, I think he said four, just terrible because they're just, you know, despair. I've lost my job. I don't know what my future looks like. Folks, what are we doing? For a survival rate of 99.7%.
That's right.
And it's really the collateral damage that we're doing is just sickening. And again, Cuomo's written a book. He's taking a victory tour, right?
Yeah.
Florida, Texas, Arizona combined don't have the death rate of New York City and New York State. And Cuomo's going to take the victory tour. By the way, so Florida has about 7,000 deaths, right? As you said, Mike, they'll probably go on to about 9,000 maybe deaths in total. Yeah. We didn't destroy the economy in Florida, Florida didn't completely shut everything down and absolutely destroy the economy. No. Florida's not going into bars and restaurants, arbitrarily shutting them down
and
stealing their liquor license.
That's right. And finding them out of business.
It's just outrageous.
The last nail in the coffin, yeah.
Folks, they went down and they cited a Boys and Girls Club. They cited a veterans organization down the street. These are the folks that are still getting paid. Right. While you're sitting at home wondering if your business is going to survive and whether you're going to get another stimulus check or not so you can pay your mortgage next month.
Yep.
Again, when they start closing parks and whatnot, and you're going to hear this, folks, when they have no money. Right. Poland Cars, Cuomo, de Blasio. They're all going to cry about budget crisis. No money. And they're going to cut police. They're going to cut firefighters. They're going to close parks and recreation and things like that. They're going to grind you to where it hurts the most.
Not
you know what?
Welfare.
Remember that.
Not one ounce of welfare will get cut.
Not one ounce of welfare. One inspector, by the way.
11%.
Remember who they kept paying, though. Remember who they kept paying.
That's
and remember who took raises, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be cutting police officers. I'll
11%
tell you
unemployment rates, Glenn. I need somebody to do some chimney work on my house. Can't find anybody.
No.
11% unemployment rates. They've called four people. Oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. I can't find any help. 11% unemployment rates.
Yeah.
They'll be cutting people. They won't cut welfare. They won't cut a penny out of welfare.
Nope.
They won't ask these people that are on welfare to please get trained because we have a huge shortage of workers in this country. They won't ask them a penny, but they will cut the police, as you pointed out, the very people who are protecting us.
Teachers,
it's a shame.
They'll cut the teachers, right?
Continue to say it. Got to fight back. You gym owners, you restaurant owners, please get together. Please stop fighting amongst each other. Please stop blowing each other in. Mm-hmm. Fight together. If you all opened up together, if the gyms and the restaurants got together and said no more masks, we're all opening up at 100% capacity. If you don't like it, go to hell. We don't care if you take our liquor license. We're serving liquor anyways. There's power in numbers. The protesters have proved that.
Yep.
Protest together.
Yep.
Let's have a
25%, folks. 25% of young Americans age 18 to 24 in the last 30 days have seriously contemplated suicide. Yeah.
By the way, who said
what
this would happen?
What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. We did. Go back.
That's
watch every one of our... We predicted this months ago.
Again.
Called
the
COVID in a vacuum, COVID in
terrible.
A box. And Mark Poloncarz, Andrew Cuomo are not bright enough to recognize that. Financial guys were. So
I think they are. I don't think they care. I don't think they care.
I
think they're so power hungry, Mike, that they don't care and they
it's
will
either
use
they're power hungry
crisis.
Or they're just that stupid.
Well, that could be.
But the climb to stupidity just continues to go up. That mountain goes up and up. We are going to make that chart, by the way. That's genius.
It's
we are
so
make
sad.
That chart.
Yeah, we'll do a comparison for
spoof on it.
Yeah, for Cuomo
we'll unveil it.
Yeah, exactly.
every time they do something more stupid, we'll see the chart go down and bam, right back up. Yep.
Unreal. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Again, if you follow us on Twitter, the YouTube channel, Facebook, all that good stuff, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. If you are watching this on YouTube, thank you again. Share it with your friends. Hit the bell icon below. That helps us out a lot. You'll get notified whenever we come out with a new podcast or a new video or something like that. And give us a thumbs up. And again, if you're listening on the Apple iTunes, give us a review. We'd appreciate that as well. What am I listening? I got it kind of right.
Oh, there's a Blue Lives Matter if you're in Buffalo, New York, in Tonawanda, Gratwood Park, noon to 3 on Saturday. Right. And I'm trying to get the word off, but Mike Hayflick, I'll be there. Mike Hayflick and Mike Sparazza filling in. We're going to try to get them to do it live from the Blue Lives Matter rally down at Gratwood Park in North Tonawanda.
North Tonawanda. I think there's a couple rallies going on this weekend. There might be
that should be a big one.
A Pizzagate rally going on as well, I think.
A bunch of police officers
who are
going to hopefully support that.
Human trafficking. Yeah, they call it Pizzagate. Human trafficking rally, I think, is also going on this weekend as well, which should be also very large. So lots of rallies in a positive way this weekend. So get out and make your voices heard. We can't continue to be the silent majority. We've got to start being the very vocal majority and let these elected officials know what we're
thinking. Fight the right problem, folks. Yep, fight the right problem. Exactly. Big brother. That's what the right problem is.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We'll see you on Saturday and next week on the podcast here on The Financial Guys. Thanks.